China's coronavirus lockdowns kill 22 people in Uyghur region in one day. By John Hayward on September 22, 2022. Radio Free Asia, RFA, reported on Wednesday that at least 22 people died from starvation or lack of medical attention in a single day under China's brutal coronavirus lockdown in Galia, a city in the Uyghur region of East Turkestan. RFA investigated the Galia deaths because Uyghurs trapped in coronavirus lockdowns have been begging for help on social media, their pleas noted and boosted by Uyghurs living abroad. As RFA pointed out, these are not the first accounts of starvation since Galia went under lockdown early last month. But the situation has grown desperate enough for the oppressed Uyghurs to risk severe punishment by demonstrating in the streets and posting videos online. Last week, more than 600 mostly young Uyghurs from a village in Galia were detained by authorities in Xinjiang after they ignored a strict COVID-19 lockdown and staged a peaceful street protest against a lack of food that had led to starvation and deaths. Videos posted by desperate Uyghurs on Chinese social media platforms, and quickly deleted by government censors, show local people under strict zero-COVID lockdown struggling to access food and medical care, with some saying family members had starved to death. When RFA followed up on reports of 22 deaths in Galia on September 15 alone, two unnamed public officials told the outlet it was true, while a third gruffly insisted there were only 20 fatalities. "There are 20 people who have died of starvation. Don't call again," said the irascible Galia municipal official. Some of these local officials were apparently willing to cop to 20 to 22 deaths because they wanted to refute claims on social media that up to 100 residents died from deprivation on that single day. Uyghurs in Galia said they were charged outrageous fees for food deliveries, while donations of food from outsiders were brusquely refused. Family members of the deceased confirmed that some were survivors of China's infamous concentration camps. RFA spotted a message in the Uyghur language posted on Douyin, the domestic Chinese version of TikTok, ordering Galia residents not to upload any news, any graphic with news written on it, or images of desperate expressions or videos on social media, especially in separate chat rooms. Al Jazeera last week reported on Galia residents posting photos of their empty refrigerators and hungry children. Some wept when they described their hardships under 40 days and counting of coronavirus lockdown. A Uyghur student living in Europe told Al Jazeera that his parents in Galia were forced to survive on uncooked dough made of flour, water and salt, because they are forbidden to use their backyard oven under quarantine rules. "Their voices are always in my head, saying things like, 'I'm hungry, please help us. This is the 21st century, this is unthinkable,'" the anguished student said. Censorship of the lockdown horror in Galia is so tight that people have been arrested merely for talking about food shortages on the internet. Al Jazeera reported some videos have been deleted and reposted dozens of times as netizens battled censors online. Galia was the scene of the massacre in 1997, when troops from the Chinese People's Liberation Army, PLA, were sent in to crush Uyghur protests. Uyghur advocates say about 1,600 unarmed residents of the city were gunned down by the PLA. Some Uyghur groups believe the coronavirus lockdowns in what China calls the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, with their suspiciously threadbare supplies of food and medicine, are another Chinese effort to thin out their population. "We're deeply disturbed by the photos and videos coming out of our homeland, especially from Galia. China's communist government is using Chinese coronavirus as a pretext to lock down our people in their homes and continues its genocide. We want to bring attention to it," Uyghur American Association President Elfidar Iltaber said this week, as quoted by RFA.